Listen again.
Randall Baxter lives in a house in Kingston, New York, but he works in New York City. His house is very far from work. Every morning, he leaves his house at 4 a.m. He drives his car for about an hour to Woodbury. He meets his friend there. Then he rides in his friend's car for another 40 minutes. In Tarrytown, he gets on a train. He takes a train and a subway to his office in downtown New York City. Elena Ortiz works in Mexico City. She lives in an apartment. Elena doesn't drive, and she doesn't take a train to work. She walks to work, and her commute takes less than 1 minute. Why? Elena telecommutes. She works in her own home. So she walks from her bedroom to her computer in her home office. Long commutes are hard, and short commutes are easy. Randall doesn't like his very long commute. That's not a surprise. But here's a surprise. Elena doesn't want to work in her apartment. She wants a short commute to an office. Why? Elena's work is in her home, so she always thinks about work. When people commute, they can forget about work. They can think about other things. Studies on commutes say this. Many people want commutes, but they don't want long commutes. For many people, the perfect commute is 15 minutes.